Hey, everybody, what's happening? Bay Ragney here on another episode of Totally Driven Radio, coming to you live on the wonderful world of Facebook. I have a guest who I've been wanting to talk to for quite a few years, Mr. Lucas Rossi, which we're going to talk to in a few seconds. But first, I just got to get everybody know today's episode and all of our episodes are brought to you by our good friends over at Next Home Brandywine in Downeytown, Pennsylvania. Dan Peasy and his team of professional realtors, they're going to provide you with guidance, knowledge, and information for all buyers and sellers. Go to nexthomebrandywine.com for details and to contact an agent. Also, too, make sure you tell them you want the NH5 listing special. They do service Philadelphia and the surrounding areas, but nationwide referrals are available because they have offices in 48 of the 50 states. So go to nexthomebrandywine.com and tell them Totally Driven Radio sent you. There you go. And here he is, the man, the myth, the legend himself. Somebody who, as I was going through getting ready for this interview, I said to myself, this dude truly is a fucking rock star, Mr. Lucas Rossi. What's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up, bro?
You know what? And I mean that with all sincerity. Like, that's something that I feel is truly missing a lot today in music. Is some they don't have that whole rock star persona, kind of like what you bring.
Well, people can like all they can be is themselves. You know, I mean, I do see a big difference in I guess what you call celebrity, or like you were saying, like of that rock star persona. The difference, like when you remember back in the day, you know, in the middle of the magazines, the rock magazines, you'd unfold it and it would be like, you know, Green Day or like Stone Temple Pilots, and you know, you'd have that on your walls. You know, everybody. Yeah. I don't see that anymore.
No, like,
everyone's just
right.
You know, so I think the social media thing has just really flipped the world upside down, and it's just a different perspective. I'm sure everybody's got a rock star in them deep down somewhere, man. Just bring it all out, you know. Yourself, that's all you can really do, man.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because I never really thought of it that way. Like, where, you know, I was a teenager in the 80s. So my walls were covered with, you know, like, you know, Motley Crue and Ozzy and, you know, Kiss and stuff like that. And you think to yourself now, like, you just brought up a good point, like, there's really not magazines and stuff like that no more. So where do people get pictures to put on their walls anymore? Like, are they sitting there, are they printing pictures out now to put them on their wall off social media? Like, where are they getting them?
I know. It's, honestly, I don't even know the answer to that. To be, you're totally right. It's a different world, man. Totally,
it really is. Wow. So now, if people don't know, you were going back in time. You really came into everybody's living rooms, so to say. You know, back from the Rockstar Supernova show, which you were vying to become the lead singer of the new supergroup with Tommy Lee and Jason Newsted and Gilby Clark, and you were the winner. How was that? I mean, like going through again, like I was going through like that stuff and watching those performances, and I still say to myself, like, dude, like you were, you know, I'm not going to say you were, you know, miles apart from other contenders, because there was some amazing contenders as well. But to go on a nationwide TV show with millions of people watching and be in front of, you know, three rock gods, like, that's an intimidating thing. And you were out there every week freaking bringing it.
You know, I was doing an interview the other day, and that scenario came up. It was terrifying, you know.
Sure.
Exhilaratingly terrifying, you know, because I mean, you have the world all of a sudden, it's flipped upside down. You know, I was living on the street, you know, I had nothing, dude. Like nothing. And it was scary, you know. And next thing you know, I auditioned, and there was no looking back. Like, there was no way I was going back to the street, you know. So, you know, a lot of people called it ego. It wasn't ego. I was just very determined and, you know, fine and very secure with my skills. I mean, I've been doing it my whole life. I mean, I better be decent at it by now, Jesus, you know. So I went back to that. And these wonderful gentlemen chose me to to lead the way, so to speak. And it's daunting, you know. You just got to always like pinch yourself, remind yourself, like, this isn't fun and games. It's a job, and there's a lot of people, fans, who rely on that, you know, that emotion and that realness that in songs that you write.
Right.
Because we write songs for everybody. I write songs for everybody. I'm writing for myself, you know. It'd be pretty boring sitting there listening to yourself all day, you know.
Was it kind of like an eye-opener to that, like you just mentioned, because it is a business? Were you did you have that reality that it is a business, or was that kind of like an eye-opener as well once you really started to get into things with these guys?
It was a massive machine, man. I mean, I'd be kind of dumb not to see that every spoke has a reason for being in the wheel. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not saying I didn't make some mistakes along the way. You know, we all do.
Sure.
But, yeah, I'll never forget it. And I owe the fans and everybody who voted and my bandmates the world for giving me that opportunity. Because without everybody, every single person, I just wouldn't be here. Period. I wouldn't even be talking to you right now, bro.
Right. Now, you've, like everybody knows, you've remained very close with Tommy through the years, who actually appears in your new video for Summertime. How about Gilby or Jason? Have you heard from them guys over the years? Or even Dave Navarro, who was the host?
Every now and then, but it's mostly Tommy. Me and Tommy are like bread and butter, kind of, you know.
Nice.
He's just my big brother, dude. I mean, it was kind of like that from day one, you know. Just had that synergy. And I remember telling my best friend when I was going for the audition, I was telling him who was in the band. He goes, "Oh, Tommy Lee, it's over. Once he meets you, bro." What do you know that I don't know?
You can kind of see that, though. You can kind of see, like, Tommy really took you and kind of took you under his wings, especially, like, over the years.
Yeah, it's just a great guy. You know, it's so, like, he's not an egotistical bone in his body. He's just Keely, you know. He just loves everybody, you know. I don't think I've ever seen him angry.
Wow.
Like, never. Just so chill.
Yeah, something too that I really going through and checking out, you know, listening to music of yours over the years and, you know, watching videos and stuff like that. Something that I don't know if people are aware of this or know this, but something that you're really proud of, which is really cool, and you really show it off, is you're a true family man, father, husband, and you really put that out there, you know, in your videos and stuff like that. And it's really, at times, a very touching thing.
Well, I mean, just there's a lot of people out there who have families, and I don't know why they wouldn't celebrate that.
Right.
I don't think it's like un-rock star to be real. And, you know, if they want to know me, they should want to know my family too. And my family would love to know them. So it's like, I don't even call them fans, to be honest. They're family. And, that's just the way it's going to be, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. And actually it's kind of, I guess in like olden, I don't want to say olden, okay, olden times, you know, back in the day, maybe it was kind of un-rock star to really kind of show that family life off. But now I think, it's rock started to show it off.
Yeah, I mean, I think MySpace kind of changed all that. You just got to tell like it is, man. I mean, just because you have a wife doesn't mean, I think the misconception was, or what they were trying to achieve was, I have to appear single or else the ladies will buy the records.
Right, right.
If you got a good song, people are going to buy it. So it doesn't matter about, you know, how available you are. I mean, maybe what, 2% of your entire fan base, but big whoop to do, bro. Like, I'd rather someone be moved by my record, not by my muscles. Like, I don't even have.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of the music too, like going back to Rockstar Supernova real quick, like, you know, songs, the singles especially, like, you know, Head Spin and all, like, amazing freaking songs. And it kind of like blew me away that it really didn't set the world on fire the way I felt it should have.
Yeah, you know, it's this business is very finicky, man. It's all timing, you know, it's all timing. And who you know. And the one thing that I always trust in is my faith and my family and the lyrics that I write, you know. There's got to be a purpose, you know,
right.
A purpose, a true purpose. So I'm not grabbing at straws. I'm pretty dang successful, you know, just sticking to my guns and not, you know, following what everybody else is doing. Like what are those birds that they all just keep jumping off the cliff? You think, well, don't jump. Didn't you see the last dude? He just went over. Hey, no, don't go. Right. Puffins, bro.
That's funny. Now, how about you? You were in another kind of super group a few years back, Stereo Satellite, which, again, like I listened to that song last night and it blew me away again. Glass Houses. I was like, holy shit, this is going to be huge. And then the band kind of just faded away. Like, where did that go?
Well, you know, there's certain things in, there's ego. You know, and that usually breaks up bands. You know, I'm not going to go into details about it, but it wasn't working out for a particular member, and we had to just go our different ways. And that happened, you know, and that changes the synergy of the band and the dynamic and the songwriting and so on and so forth. So, but you know, I mean, I've been in many, many projects, and I'm proud of them all. But I don't see them as like super groups or anything. They're just, I love to play music with anybody who can rock shit, you know?
Like, right.
Just, I mean, you could slap a name on it. Cool. I'm still here, you know, like, you know what I mean? My name will always be Lucas. So not Lucas Satellite.
do you think, you know, like when situations like that happen, like when Stereo Satellite or Rockstar Supernova, these groups that you're in, and then they don't happen or stuff happens that make them break up, and then it comes back to you. Do you kind of think to yourself, like, it should just always be me for now and just, you know what I mean? Like, stick to myself and rely on myself to make my music happen.
You know, it's funny you said that. I've just, with this new record, Summertime, I needed to devote me time, you know. I'm basically just pushing forward with a bunch of music that I've just been holding on, because I've been in so many different wonderful bands and such with great people. But I took a step back and I'm like, damn, man, like, what about just the stuff that I do?
Right.
And it's just sitting there ready, and it's like ready to pop. And, you know, but I don't want to let down my homies in the other bands, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I guess I was spreading myself too thin. And now, damn, look out, because I have like 3 records ready to go. So,
oh, crap.
Yeah. This is Summertime one. I've had that out. I finished that like a couple of years ago or something.
Wow.
Yeah, and now I have 2 other rock records, 3 rock records coming up.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a wily one when it comes to writing music. Once I get in the chair, you can't get me in.
It's kind of scary too. Look, I didn't even realize, I was again going through stuff for you. Like, you have 9 albums out.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, dude.
I took, it was just too much. You know, I went from too much to nothing at all, you know? And so now I'm just going to keep that happy medium, because, you know, 9 albums, I think I wrote in 9 years or like less. I think it was like 7 years or something. And I was just like, I felt like it was just oversaturation of like, hey, listen to me. Hey, wait, hold on, listen to more me, you know, and it's like, just take a deep breath, you know, it's like shoving your face full of food at dinner, man. You need to like take a couple bites, let it chill for a bit, and you'll find
right. out
you're freaking hungry, you know. So yeah, I just didn't want people to get annoyed. I was getting annoyed at hearing myself too, dude, you know. So I was like, let's just go on a vacation and then we'll come back to it.
Wow. So the new album, Summertime, the single, the video came out, you know, last week or 2 weeks ago. It's kind of a poppier direction for you.
Yeah, definitely. I've always been into to pop music, always, like even before the rock stuff. I used to like almost be like into pro dancing, you know, and so that's never left my first freaking concert, man, it was Vanilla Ice. I remember I was like this big dude. I was like, this is rad. This is cool. And then you know, a few years down the road, I heard a guitar and I was like, now that is some shit. I like that. So yeah, this record is just it's a nostalgic peek into my life, like growing up, you know, I was a pretty happy kid. You know, I had awesome friends, and it's just kind of it's like a storyboard of my upbringing, you know, leaving out the dark parts, because it's, you know, I think with my rock music, it was very moody and you know, melancholic and sad and angry.
Right.
And I'm not always angry. I'm not always sad. I'm not, you know what I mean? But this record was very much a mood swing and just a look into the happier side of me and the fun side. And I think the world needs some more happy right now.
Absolutely.
And a little less crappy, and that's my donation. You
know? When you are doing something like this, where it is kind of a little change in direction for you, do you get kind of nervous that you're going to like scare some of your longtime fans away?
No, because that's not a real fan. Then it's not real family.
Good point. Good point.
I mean, if my brother, you know, decided to listen to polka music, it wouldn't be like, you're not my brother anymore. You know what I mean? That's just ridiculous.
Do you, again, going back to like Tommy Lee, like Tommy does, you know, the most different stuff in his solo stuff. And he's, you know, between the Methods of Mayhem and now the new stuff he's putting out, is that kind of like an influence to you? Like, you know what I mean? Like taking a page out of his book, like you can explore other genres of music. You don't have to stick to just rock.
Yeah, well, me and Tommy have always been like that. You know, we play a rock show in a sold out stadium, and then we go backstage and listen to just like weird DJ stuff and like just trancy sampled cool shit, you know, that
right.
is great. It's kind of like a mosaic of music, you know, just little, mm-hmm. you know, splashes of different genres. And to me, I find that interesting. You know, I never would have thought in 1,000 years, you know, if you would have said, you know, Lucas, you're going to have a record called Summertime and you're going to actually have some tracks where you're rapping on it. I'd be like, they go on. But, you know, over the years, I've learned a lot from, you know, a lot of great rapper friends of mine, and I've been paying attention and you know, it's a culture, you know, it's like drumming with your mouth, but you're saying words.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think in music, if you don't stretch yourself as far as you can go, I mean, you'll never know that your ultimate potential, you know, I mean, you know, when a rubber band's going to break. So just stretch as far as you go and then just chill, you know, and you still find out who you really are.
Is there any other genres you'd like to try something different?
Oh, I think this record encompasses everything. There is a for all you rock people out there who are sad that I didn't do a whole rock record. I gave you one on there. That's, you know, hopefully you don't get too upset. So,
would you do this again? Would you go this way again with your music? I mean, you said you already have two rock albums written, but you know, in the future, just kind of unload and.
Oh, there's always going to be surprises from you, man. I don't like to do anything the same way twice. You know, I mean, even when I sing my own songs I've been doing for 10 years live, I don't think I've ever sang them the same ever, you know, twice in a row.
Right.
There's always that moment of inspiration where you can ad lib and go off into me world and like, you know, where you connect with whatever the fuck that is out there that, you know, your soul and shit. And, you know, I'm not going to sit there and like a robot and just regurgitate shit ever. No.
Now the video seemed like a lot of fun. You have like, what is it, like 60 plus of your friends doing little cameos in there?
Oh yeah, like Run DMC and Miss America and 3 Days Grace, Papa Roach, POD, and my friend Paul Schultz from The Sopranos. Like it's crazy. Like everyone showed up, and I love you all. Every single person in the videos truly had a hand in making me who I am today. So this is kind of my, you know, it's kind of looking at it now, it's like kind of like we are the world's biggest giant Zoom call. You know, because we're stuck in this scenario, and I figure, you know, why can't I hang out with my friends just on a phone? You know,
right?
And just have a party all at once, you know, and forget about just negative shit and forget about our lives just for a moment, just for one fucking moment, you know, and just smile. Well,
One of the guys who I've interviewed a handful of times here on this show, who I love, is in there, Trevor from Thousand Foot Crutch.
Yes, dude. Trevor McNevin, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Brother of God, love him.
Yeah.
Heart of a saint. Incredibly talented. If you guys have checked him out, hello, get with it. He's so good.
Yeah, he's freaking awesome. So now there also too, there was a charity, like you go through, which is cool. You do like an actual, the video has actual credits to it, so you can see who all appeared in it. But there was a charity you mentioned at the end, Ferrari Kid, I think it was. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, it's it's children with cancer. We want to give them the life of a rock star, you know, just
nice.
Drive around in Ferraris and live the life, and you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
I think everybody needs to live the life of a rock star. Why do we get to do it only? We're all rock stars, you know?
Right on.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, I have my cousin's son passed away from cancer at 3 years old, man. It's horrible, horrible. Yeah. That's awesome you do that, man.
Oh, hell yeah, man. And that, you know what? Without helping kids, then it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit, man.
Absolutely.
Frivolous, greedy-ass shit. You know? There's people with billions of dollars out there, dude, and they don't help nobody. It's
nothing,
you know?
It's crazy. So how about, you know, as we mentioned, you know, we're going through this time with the virus and pandemic and quarantine. How much of those two albums were written during this time that you haven't released yet?
Oh, just probably half of one of the records, because I was just bored as shit, you know, like being in the house. It's crazy. Mostly a homebody, but I'm not used to going to the corner to get a six pack with a mask on, bro. It's just weird, you know, and it's pretty daunting, bro. You know,
it is.
And
it is.
And serious too, you know, because at first you're like, yeah, whatever, man. Like this will pass. No, it's just it just gets weirder and longer and stranger, and I don't know what to believe. So I'm just going to keep that mask on and keep sitting here in the studio and writing music and having a beer now and again, you know?
Absolutely.
Will go away, dude. But, you know, I've found that this pandemic has been a lot of people are, you know, saying, you know, we need to go back out. We need to freaking restart life. Yeah, that's cool. But if you pay attention how much closer you've gotten with your family and friends via telephone or what have you, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been closer with my son or my wife or my dad, so on and so forth. You know what I mean? Because you're forced to be more connected. And
yeah,
maybe that's God's way of saying, hey guys, y'all need to slow the frick down. Because your life is just is whipping by, and before you know it, you'll have no memories.
Yeah.
So maybe this was the pause. He just hit the pause button. He said, "Now look around you, and what's important."
You know? I agree. I honestly, like, you know, beside the fact of yes, wearing a mask, you'll go get the six pack at the local store. You know, I'm kind of like. Soaking this all in and actually making the most out of it and enjoying it with, you know, my family and friends and however.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. How many people have you, you know, interviewed and which you probably wouldn't have done if, you know, or yeah. Even, you know, or even connected with because they were doing this or you were doing that. You know what I mean? Just
right.
These two streets never would have connected. So
exactly. Cool. So all right, so where's the best place we should tell everybody to go to get summertime and to love summertime and enjoy it because they truly need to?
Oh, thank you, dude. Yeah, it's, I mean, the video Summertime is on YouTube. Just check Lucas Rossi Official and you'll see it, and my website lucasrossi.com. And on my Facebook, Lucas Rossi. I'm not the Rosetta Stone. I'm not that too hard.
Have you been doing any, real quick, have you been doing any like live streaming at all? Or
yeah, you know, I'm actually playing this weekend. I play on stageit.com.
Okay. And
it's so rad because I've met so many new people and it's a community, you know. It's now it's just a place where you can all hang out and I can see everybody on the screen. And after the show, I play for like an hour and a half acoustic set.
Of wow.
And so on and so forth. But it's so cool because after the show, I'll create a room and it'll just be like you and I, dude. Like,
oh, really?
See all the squares of the people. And then I just have a Q&A and I may play a few more songs, you know. We just rock it out till the sun comes up, man. It's awesome.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's a cool experience.
Cheers and together and, you know, they show their kids like, hi, and it's awesome, dude. You know, and I would not be able to connect with any of these wonderful people if I was touring and, you know, at a show, you know, like, oh, can I, and I'm like, well, I gotta go to the bus and then you know, just too much havoc, man. Like,
right.
You know, I never get a chance to thank these wonderful people for supporting me.
That's awesome. Dude, well, hey, you know, one time we'll have to click beers together, you know, with mask since we're both in Nashville.
That would be awesome, dude.
Absolutely.
You keep in contact, all right, bro? You got my digits in that, right?
Right on. Dude, thank you again for doing this. Everybody, Lucas Rossi, check him out. Go to the website, stageit.com this weekend. Facebook page, go there. Summertime is out. And don't forget his other music. He's got 9 other freaking albums of amazing music. Check him out, listen, and enjoy it. Dude, thank you.
Thank you, brother.